It was a good turnout, an estimated 60 to 70 people for a Friday night presentation on potential cuts to jobs and state services, as well as new taxes that could be coming down the pike. Sitka Democratic State Representative Jonathan Kreis-Tompkins and Ken Alper, director of the state's tax division, presented the grim reality of Alaska's fiscal situation using blocks and a large balancing scale.
I guess I should just explain these two colors. Black is oil revenue. And these gray blocks are all other revenues that the state of Alaska takes in. So this is corporate income tax, this is business license fees, this is raw fish tax, this is property tax.
Legislators and Walker administration officials have been presenting on the state's financial crisis for the past year. The price of oil, long Alaska's main source of revenue, has dropped since they started the outreach. Just last week, prices dipped below $30 a barrel. At the same time, the state is paying out hundreds of millions of dollars worth of tax credits to oil companies. Last year, the governor capped those credits at $500 million. Kreis-Tompkins explained that's how much the state is bringing in from the oil companies.
We're talking about right now what our budget looks like. We've got $500 million in oil tax credits, and we've got $500 million in oil revenue. So our oil resource is effectively a net zero. Again, that's if you have the oil tax credits.
Reducing or eliminating those tax credits to oil companies is one option for helping Alaska's finances, but it's only a small piece of the fix needed to balance the scale. As it is, the state is spending about $3.5 billion from the state's savings.
And so a lot of the money that's keeping schools running, keeping ferries running, is savings. And the significance of that is once we use those savings, they are gone. They're gone forever.
Kreis-Tompkins and Alper explained that the state had a little more than 2 years' worth of savings to cover the current deficit. The governor is proposing $500 million in new or increased taxes in the next year, along with $100 million in further cuts to state spending. Those will mean reductions in services and fewer state employees. Already since 2014, the state has cut spending by $1 billion and eliminated 600 state positions. The governor is also proposing to change the way permanent fund earnings are used and permanent fund dividend checks are calculated. That would mean a smaller PFD check for each Alaskan, at least in the early years, around $1,000, about half of the payout from this year. Alper said up till now, earnings from the permanent fund have only been used to pay out that dividend check and inflation-proof the fund itself.
But for the first time, you're starting to see serious conversation of, you know, is there a way to spend some of this money over here and still protect the dividend and still protect the principal and then find a math, a sustainable formula that will enable us to do that and still run some semblance of a functional government.
The governor and legislators are also proposing new taxes. Some proposals are for a new income tax. The governor is also proposing increases to commercial fishing, mining, and cruise ship taxes, along with increases to gas and alcohol taxes, among others. Again, here's Alper.
So grand total, we've got about $500 million worth of tax increases that the administration is proposing for the next year, for the next budget cycle. And people are saying, oh, it's terrible and it's onerous. This is kind of growing the gray blocks. In the scale of where we are, it doesn't get us there yet. It's only a fraction of it.
Audience members asked questions about sales and income tax and how those programs would work for the state. Other questions were on the possibility of spending some of the money that hasn't been spent on various capital projects around the state. One example brought up was the $40 million appropriated in 2012 for a road and ferry connection between Petersburg and Cake. Alper said that money is invested and waiting to be spent.
As of about a year ago, there were $4 or $5 billion of cash money that was in a previous year's budget, the capital budget from 2 years ago, that hadn't been spent yet. So the Treasury Division of Revenue, they invest it. They have it in whatever funds. It's earning interest, but it's just cash lying around until someone sends a bill.
That money can be reappropriated. Kreis-Tompkins wanted to put to rest any hope for a quick fix.
There's still a segment of Alaskans that is hoping that at some point in the next few years, some golden anvil is going to fall out of the sky. It's going to fall out on this side of the scale, and it's going to balance it. And it's not going to happen, period. I mean, even if oil shoots up to $100 a barrel tomorrow, we still don't have a balanced budget, and we still have a budget deficit.
He He also was asked about the chances that the legislature will pass such a broad-based plan proposed by the governor.
I would like to think there is a fighting chance that a proposal like this will at least have a fighting chance. But I don't want to say it doesn't have a chance at all, although I know there are people that will say that, and I don't want to say that it's a guarantee because I definitely don't think that's the case.
Chris Tompkins encouraged people to contact him with ideas. The proposed changes can be done by the legislature without a constitutional amendment and a statewide vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.